You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. This is Manager Watch and I am joined once again by Dom Betts. You are listening to Alex Mearns and we will be discussing Sunderland on our series Manager Watch. And the thing is with Sunderland, they've had a manager go out and they've brought a manager in. Big Sam has obviously moved on to the national job with England. He kept them up last year, he did brilliant. But they brought in a man... whose career, it's a weird junction, really. It can go one or two ways. It's David Moyes, the man who took over from Sir Alex Ferguson, then did awful, left the country, moved to Spain. He did not very well in Spain, and he's come back now, and he's signed for Sunderland. Dom Betts, this series is called Manager Watch. What do you think about David Moyes as the appointment?
I don't think they could have got anyone better in. He was the best option available, and they've always been linked with David Moyes. I hope he can do a good job and continue what, not continue what he did at Everton, but the same sort of standard of managing he did at Everton. Because Sunderland are always just about escaping relegation. They do it every single season, and maybe David Moyes can push them to maybe the top half or the bottom half, or even into the top 10 in maybe 2 or 3 years' time.
Hopefully David Moyes can bring a stability to that club. I don't think players want to sign for Sunderland because they know they're either in a relegation battle and they're going to survive, which they have done in recent years, Dom, or there is a big, big possibility that they get relegated. Seemingly, I think every year, Sunderland has stayed up once again. How the hell have they done that? They stayed up with the same players. And you think, right, change the players, bring in new ones that don't do rubbish at the start of the season, get a manager sacked, and then do really, really well at the end of the season. It's sort of like that Arsenal thing of, like, the opposite way around. Do really bad at the beginning, get a manager sacked, sort themselves out in the middle, and then win 10 out of the last 11 games and keep themselves up. And then during the summer, everyone goes, you can't get rid of me. I just kept you up. We won the last 10 games with me and the team. And then what happens? The first 10 games, they do really poorly. And they're like, we need to get rid of you. Let's take Lee Catamol, Seb Larson, for instance, Wes Brown, John O'Shea. All these players that haven't done well in the last 3 seasons, but they keep them because they keep them up, if you know what I mean. Hopefully David Moyes can get Sunderland to a point, maybe in March, April, where it looks like they aren't going to get relegated. When they can maybe get to the end of the season and start planning for next year, even though I'm thinking 12 months down the line. With David Moyes, if he is in his Everton form, then why not this be a long-term appointment?
When he obviously did well at Preston, then he went to Everton. When he was doing well at Everton, you know, when he even got him into the top four once.
Yeah.
And people are looking at like he's like the next top British manager. As if he can bring back that reputation, because his reputation's been really tarnished by the last few years. Yeah, and I think Sunderland's a great club to do it with, because they're not exactly a small club, and he can just not bring them back to their former glories or whatever, but just make them a stable club, and not just a stable club, but a club that is challenging for making them into the same level of like a Southampton are now, like in the obviously just going off the last few seasons, or even a Stoke. Like,
for me,
Sunderland are both historically bigger in both those clubs.
Yeah, I agree. David Moyes, he got kicked around by every single football fan when he was manager of Manchester United. His reputation, as you say, was as low as it possibly can be. You look back now in hindsight, the money Van Gaal spent, the flops Van Gaal spent his money on, and then seemingly they were rubbish players for Manchester United. David Moyes didn't get the time that he deserved, did he?
Well, no, because the only player he signed was Marouane Fellaini and Juan Mata. And Juan Mata, he just bought him because he had to buy someone.
Yeah.
He didn't actually... They sort of did need him because he helped them really well from January to May. But I have heard he's after Fellaini to bring him to Sunderland. I read that in the papers this morning. But yeah, he only signed two players. I mean, they were both like £20-30 million. But compared to what Van Gaal spent on the likes of Angel Di Maria, who flopped for £50 million odd, and Tony Martial, done well. he was still like 30, 40 million pounds.
No, he's 50 million pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With add-ons but, on. Yeah. Up front, yeah, so it's like 40 million pounds.
He just didn't get the shot at it that maybe his Everton career deserved. Another time, they weren't very good. They were awful. They were a laughingstock of England. And after the great empire Sir Alex Ferguson built, they were being laughed at from everyone around the world, weren't they? Van Gaal didn't make it out of the group stages of the Champions League. David Moyes did. He got to the quarterfinals. They weren't playing brilliant football, but he got to the quarterfinals and just lost to Bayern Munich.
Yeah, he lost to a top side.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he gets further than Arsenal usually do.
Yeah.
What I'd say about David Moyes is that people are on his back from the start. Because he had such a poor summer transfer window, people are on his back straight away. I mean, football was poor. I mean, the most memorable game, even not just because it involves Fulham, but to most fans, was when the 2-2 at Old Trafford, when we drew their 2-2, and they had like 81 crosses, and then Darren Bent scores in the last minute. Think, if he gets given the time and patience, which I think he will at Sunderland, as long as they're not like sitting bottom of the league come November, December, if he's like 14th, 15th, then people will like be supporting him. They won't be getting on his back, and he can just do what he needs to do with the club.
Yeah,
because there's clearly lots of dead wood in that club.
Yes,
the likes of Billy Jones. I mean, they released Danny Graham and Wes Brown and Steve Harper. Steve Harper, that made no sense anyway. But Wes Brown and Danny Graham, and like, there's a lot of dead wood, and they haven't signed anyone yet.
It's
but
important.
I mean, obviously Moyes has just come in, so he hasn't really had the chance to sign anyone.
And they knew, I guess,
and Allardyce sort of knew as soon as England got knocked out that he was going to be the England manager.
Yeah. The most important people, the Sunderland fans, and they're buzzing about this. They're so happy that David Moyes is at their club. So he's got the backing completely of the fan base, which he didn't have at Manchester United. And now he's found a club once again. A lot of Everton fans at the end of his tenure wanted rid of him. So now he's wanted, and hopefully he can be happy. And I've got Sunderland in my prediction for the Premier League table. I've got Sunderland finishing 13th.
Yeah, exactly. I've got exactly the same as well.
There we go. So we both think Sunderland will have a successful season, but it all depends whether they can get some transfers in.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it depends basically until the October international break. If they're doing terrible, people are going to be on his back by then. But if, as I said, if they're comfortable by maybe the end of October, November, then obviously he's going to be allowed to build his club. Because if you think about it, he could be there anywhere from 6 months to like 5 years.
That's the thing with managers now. We don't know.
Yeah, because he's not just a quick fix like Sunderland usually get in.
Yeah.
He's definitely, they're looking long term with David Moyes.
Yeah.
Because Allardyce, he's just there for a quick fix. He gets you, he keeps you up. I mean, Gus Poyet was a strange appointment anyway, but he kept them up.
Dick Advocaat.
Yeah.
It's a quick fix.
Martin O'Neill, like when he took over from Steve Bruce.
Yeah.
They always had quick fix managers, but now they've got one who looks like they're trying to keep him long term.
Well, that's what we think is going to happen at Sunderland season. We think it's going to be a bit more successful for the Black Cats. You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns and Dom Betts. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour and click subscribe if you haven't already. You can get us on Audioboom, and you can catch us on Twitter. It's at The Football Hour. Thank you for listening.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.